please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about the gods must be crazy. Well, let's go. Yeah, everybody's all crazy because of what the United States did to Iran. Yes, you started doing those bunker busters and you accomplished nothing. Oh, that's not true. All you do is cause all these people to attack the US. If you don't think these motherfuckers are gonna be doing terrorist bullshit, you're fucking stupid. Oh yes. Oh, maybe you think that Iran's gonna sue you guys? Yeah, let's see what the great Jewish lawyers are gonna do. Oh man, fucking not a goddamn thing, in my opinion. Yeah, and then we got the Brady Bunch here doing all kinds of shit. Huh, when will this end? Who knows? When these guys go check out from the mortal plane, probably. No, I'm sure they got a robots or clones or something to take the mantle when these people go out, right? Who knows? All I know that the world's gonna be going to some crazy shit. Who knows? Maybe through all this bullshit, all the weak cuckold dudes around are gonna become men. Maybe. If not, well, it's not my problem, I guess. Because, who cares? Yeah, don't worry. Even though things are looking bad, things will work out in the end. Eventually, yeah. Yeah, sooner or later people will come around. Yeah, look at Mike Pence. That jackass hated Donald Trump and now he's sucking his balls for what he did. Check it out. It's the craziest shit. Everybody is going all gung-ho for Israel. And they're trying to make Iran look like shit. Even this dude was talking shit about Donald Trump not that long ago. And now he's saying that Donald Trump is the best thing that ever happened. Alright, well, let's see what he says.
I have to tell you, I couldn't be more proud of President Trump's decisive leadership in this moment or the extraordinary professionalism and courage of our armed forces that brought about this historic mission.
What the fuck? This guy is talking weird shit. Yeah, he hated Donald Trump and he threw him under the bus. And now he's praising all these people because they attacked Iran? Huh. I don't know. To me, it seems that the politicians are all bought and paid for. Yep, they're not American, in my opinion, but what the fuck, right? I'm just a stupid person, apparently.
I must tell you, I saw last night as really a continuation of the policies of our administration, where we isolated Iran as never before. We got out of the Iran nuclear deal. We used force first against Syria when they used chemical weapons on...
Gee, to me it sounds like you're just describing state-sponsored terrorism, don't you think? Yeah, that's not cool. Yeah, other countries do it. But it's okay when the US does it, huh? Double standards much? Probably. Whatever.
On their own people, we took down the ISIS caliphate with our military.
Yeah, I guess this type of terrorism is as American as warm apple pie, right? Just saying.
And their leader, and of course the president's decision, which is very reminiscent to last night, the president's decision to take down Qasem Soleimani. I've been there at his side.
Yeah, the only time you back up the president is when it's pro-Israel stuff, huh? Yeah, why don't you advocate also the bombing of Agrabah? Why not? Fuck them all. Kill them all. A good one is only a dead one, right? According to you guys. Arabian nights, Arabian days. I don't remember the song because it's been forever. Whatever, let's go.
And I must tell you, I honestly had no doubt that if the Iranians did not step up and make a deal to dismantle entirely their uranium enrichment program, that President Trump would act, our armed forces would deliver, and that's just what happened.
Man, these people are fucking stupid, but don't worry, sooner or later there will be a reckoning. These people are gonna meet up again and it's gonna be fun times indeed, right? But don't worry, people with eyes and brains in their skulls, they're seeing this shit and they're taking notes, and sooner or later, shit's gonna change. And don't worry, it's gonna happen all of a sudden. Yeah, people didn't think that nothing's gonna happen until booyaka, it happened. So that's what's gonna happen. Yes, just give it time. Oh yes, it's gonna be glorious. Well anyways, I better go out and do my things. I gotta go to work and... Oh yeah, it's the end of the world and I have to go to work. What kind of shit is that? Yeah, make sense of that bullshit, right? Anyways, you guys just take care of your life and... when things get better, they will get better. Yeah, just gotta hang on, friend. well, goodbye, and I'll leave you a clip with fucking people that do notice things. I'm not the only one, and something tells me you're not the only one either. Well, goodbye.
We can work with China. We can work with Russia. We don't need to start war with Iran.
Hey, is anybody here going to talk about the fact that we could be in war with Iran in a few days? Or do we need to focus on the S&P 500? You think that's a great economy? I'm sure Israel, with their free healthcare, is having a great time with American taxpayer money. And fuck off with the New York Times, the liberal apologists for war and genocide. You all fucking suck. People need to wake up right now, and we need to have peace. Your degree is worthless. You might as well use it as paperweight, because it means nothing. I hope you enjoy the dead children that the economy is powering. Our economy is definitely very powerful right now. All that stock market money goes to the military complex, so that more innocent women and children are dead.
Uh-oh, Nobel Prize-winning economist here to tell us how great the economy is.
Hey, maybe North Carolina should rename itself Israel so it'll get $20 billion in aid. Or maybe Ukraine so it can get $300 billion in aid. And I'm supposed to give a shit about the stock market because our money is being sent to Israel and Ukraine so that they can continue to bomb innocent women and children.